Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Tfilin on the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parshas Metzorah. It is also the Shabbos HaGodol, the Great Shabbos. This is the Shabbos before Pesach, and we commemorate this as the day when in Egypt the Jewish people took the sheep for their Pesach offering, or a goat for that matter, sheep or a goat for their Pesach offering, and prepared it for slaughter in full view of the Egyptians who worshipped these animals as their gods, and miraculously the Egyptians were rendered incapable of doing anything to defend their deities, and so this is regarded as a miraculous event in the process of the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt, and so we celebrate this day as well, Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, and it is looked at as a time of preparation to begin getting ready in real earnest for the Pesach holiday. At the beginning of the Parsha, Parshas Metzorah, the Torah tells us that when the person's saras, when this person's skin affliction goes away, so it says he shall bring it to the Kohen. He shall be brought to the Kohen. Shem Yishmuel wonders that a few verses later, it says that the Kohen shall go outside of the camp, because remember, the mitzorah, the person afflicted with saras, has to remain outside of the camp. And so the verse says that the Kohen shall go outside the camp to look at the person with tzaras, to see if it is indeed cured, and to begin the process of purification once the tzaras has indeed left the individual. So asks the Shem Yishmuel, why does the Torah first say that the person with tzaras shall be brought to the Kohen, if on the contrary, the Kohen has to go out of the camp to look at the person with the tzaras to see if it is indeed cured? It seems to be a contradiction. Who is going to whom? Explain to the Shem Yishmuel that indeed the Kohen has to go outside the camp. However, he says, the idea of the Mitzorah going to the Kohen is not necessarily literal that he goes to the Kohen's house, but rather means that mentally the Mitzorah has to prepare himself and move mentally in that direction towards going to the Kohen, towards purifying himself, towards improving himself and moving past his saras and avoiding the pitfalls that brought on that saras in the first place. There's a lengthy purification process from this saras that he brought upon himself through his shortcomings and whatever sins he committed to warrant this spiritual malady. And therefore, mentally, he needs to prepare himself and to get himself ready to move out of that zone, out of that realm of tzaras and of the spiritual shortcomings that brought it on, and to move towards the Kohen, who is going to lift him up, who's going to bring him to a more spiritually rarefied atmosphere. The same thing is true with this Shabbos, with Shabbos HaGadol as well. As we approach Pesach, unfortunately, all too often, there's a tendency to get ready for Pesach physically, to clean the house and to make the food and to get the wine and the matzah and so on. But mentally, is there really a preparation for the Seder to get ready, to look over the Haggadah, to appreciate the spiritual potency of the night of the Seder, of the holiday of Pesach? How much do we really tap into that? How much do we really prepare ourselves and mentally move towards that and to get ready to move into that special rarefied atmosphere that is Pesach, that are the miracles that Hashem brought upon our ancestors in Egypt, and as we move through that time, we again are living in that time zone of miracles, of Hashem's presence. We have to prepare ourselves mentally. We have to move towards it. We can't just sit and wait for it to come to us, because indeed it will come to us, but we also need to move towards it. Just like by the case of Tzaras, of the Mitzorah, who is beginning the process of purification. It's not enough to just say, oh, here comes the Kohen, and I'll get purified. But rather, he has to go to the Kohen as well. He has to mentally prepare himself to enter into that zone that the Kohen occupies, that special spiritual place of spiritual purification. We also have to do that in our lives in general. When we are looking to move past our failures, is not just to wait for spiritual success to come to us, even though it may be coming, but we have to move towards it. We have to mentally prepare ourselves. And certainly, this time of year, Pesach, as we come into Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, that is a time of preparation for Pesach. And indeed, there's a custom to recite the Haggadah, much of the Haggadah, from Avod Mayinu, from We Were Slaves in Egypt, through the end of Dayenu. Everyone knows that song, I hope. Dayenu. Through Dayenu and the paragraph afterwards, talking about all the goodness that Hashem has bestowed upon us, there's a custom to recite that section of the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol. And perhaps this is one of the ideas, that this is an opportunity for us to prepare ourselves mentally to enter into the holiday of Pesach. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.